From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation by speeding up expropriation of land without compensation.
It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa, a wealthy businessman, told party officials in Johannesburg that graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal. Council on Foreign Relations Africa analyst John Campbell said he expects efforts at expropriation will fail.
And that is because the Constitution, of which Ramaphosa was one of the architects, guarantees the right of private property. So that wholesale expropriation is not possible.
Despite suffering electoral losses in local elections last year, the ANC has been in power nationally since 1994. Ramaphosa is widely seen as being in line to be South Africa's president following elections in 2019. In Yemen, the Saudi-led coalition kept up the pace of airstrikes Wednesday, a day after Houthi rebels fired another missile toward Riyadh. Saudi King Salman spoke about the missile attack with President Donald Trump. Saudi Arabia believes Iran is supplying missiles to the rebels, a charge Tehran denies. The European Union is threatening member Poland with sanctions over judicial reform efforts that it says threatens democracy. Warsaw insists it is only following Western examples. The EU is giving Poland 3 months to change course. This is VOA News.